Thank you, Tony, for stepping in for Mark, and it's great to be with you all again. Imagine you're one of the thousands of refugees who has chosen to leave your hometown in Ukraine, fleeing for your life. Eventually, you get on a train out of the country and into neighbouring Hungary. You're exhausted, you're worried, you've left loved ones behind who you don't know if you'll ever see again. And then you think about where you've arrived in a different country, not knowing where to turn, not even knowing where to go to the loo. Well, Christians, amongst others in Hungary, have been looking after the tidal wave of refugees streaming into the country. I received an email from a Christian pastor, Adam, in Hungary just today, and he writes this. Here's one story that happened yesterday. The railway stations in Budapest are overloaded. They simply don't have the capacities to welcome tens of thousands of refugees arriving on a train. The portable toy toilets are few and dirty. The situation is chaotic. So yesterday, my friend Hamar took 25 men to one of the railway stations. They helped the tired mothers to carry their suitcases. They helped organise lodging and transportation. They observed what was needed to be done so that refugees were more welcomed. They bought cleaning materials and they made sure that the refugees could use relatively clean toilets. The railway company would not clean the toilets as often as needed, so a team of Christians cleaned them. I was astonished. This is just one of a number of stories in the email of Christians going out of their way to serve their fellow human beings. It's very moving and it's very impressive. The email goes on to talk about Christians driving into Ukraine against the flow of traffic in weather that is 10 degrees below freezing to deliver aid and give people lifts out of the country. Now, I know it's not just Christians that are doing this, but it did remind me of a Bible verse which says this: Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. When Jesus Christ changes your life, it helps you to help change other people's lives. Let me say that again. When Jesus changes your life, it helps you to change other people's lives. So I thank God for every light that is shining in this tragic situation, as Christians reach out to their neighbours and seek to serve them. And I pray that I would be able to love in just a small way, with that similar kind of love. I thank God for every light shining in this situation. May the Lord give each one of them strength. Thank you so much for listening.